your reaction to this widely publicized incident this week. A little three-year-old girl in a wheelchair with spina bifida. She was stopped with her mother going through security, and it's been seen widely on YouTube. I think there have been hundreds of thousands of hits over there. You see this little girl crying. You've looked into this, I'm sure. What happened? Because it causes so much bad publicity for TSA administrators and officials.
Well, let me start by saying that as the father of two daughters, I empathize with this family and regret and am sorry for the inaccurate information that we provided to that family as they went through the airport security. So given that, we have actually made a number of changes, particularly over the last year, year and a half, to move away from that one-size-fits-all security and actually change the policies for children 12 and under and the elderly 75 and older, so situations like this would not occur. And so in this instance, after several minutes of having a supervisor come in and what we call a passenger support specialist, a PSS, the child, Lucy, was not given a pat down, went through the alternate screening that we had set up for situations like this. And then they were able to go on their vacation and then return in a timely manner.
I guess the question is, you know, why every few weeks we see an incident like this? I know it must be very frustrating to you as well.
Yeah, so since we've changed the policy, again, for the children 12 and under and also the 75 and older, we've, at least anecdotally, I've heard fewer and fewer complaints. You know, we do screen, as folks know, a number of people, between 1.7 and 1.1 million people every day, nearly 450 airports. We strive, obviously, to provide the most effective security, but also to do that in the most professional way. And usually we hit the mark in that, but sometimes we don't. And when we make mistakes, we apologize. The federal security director at St. Louis spoke with the father, apologized. And then we try to make sure that if we need to do retraining, if we need to refocus our efforts in that regard, then that's exactly what we do.
As somebody who travels a lot around the world, I'm talking about me, you know, I've noticed that whenever I travel in the United States, I obviously have to take off my shoes. When you go through the TSA lines. But when you go to London or Amsterdam or Paris or Rome, you go through Europe, you don't have to take off your shoes. Why the discrepancy?
Well, of course, it all dates back to December of 2001 with Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. So it's a policy decision here in the U.S. But as we expand the known and trusted traveler population, we actually expect approximately 45 to 50 million people this year to be able to keep their shoes on as they go through security screening. We're working with the European Union to have consistency and harmonization in many regards. We're also working with technology manufacturers to ensure the best possible detection capabilities for shoes. And so there are a number of efforts that are ongoing to try to facilitate that. But the best way people can have the highest assurance they'll be able to keep their shoes on is to sign up for a trusted traveler program such as the Customs Border Protection's Global Entry Program. You submit an application online, you go in for an interview. It's $100 for 5 years, so $20 a year. It's one of those good bargains that the U.S. government still offers. And so it's something that we encourage anybody who flies with any frequency, rather whether just domestically or clearly internationally, to sign up for Customs Border Protection's Global Entry Program.
It's